I greet each one in Jesus' name this morning. It's good to be here. My empathy with those that can't be here this morning. There's one statement that this past week that one of the government officials made that struck me. She said, and I don't know exactly how we got here, but she said, you know, sometimes God pulls a rug out from underneath you. And I thought that was an interesting statement coming from a federal government official. And I think it was a blessing to me to be able to work with people like that. But it's good to be in the house of the Lord again today, and it's good to see our visitors here. I want to welcome you to this part of the service, and trust you can will worship with us. If you want to turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 4, I might have one announcement here before we go into this, and that is that we had announced, I think 2 weeks ago, that we'd like to start the instruction class. And so I'd like to do that this evening. Those of you that are interested in starting that, if you would just, again, confirm that with us so we know how many to have here, and meet here at 5:30 this evening if that works. And if that doesn't work, we can adjust those times. So just let us know. So plan on being here at 5:30 if that works for you this evening. We're looking forward to starting that. 2 Kings chapter 4, here's an interesting story out of the Old Testament. I'm just going to read that, the first seven verses. It says, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. And then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest." So this is a story with a lot in it, but not a lot of details. We starts out here, we have a widow in desperate straits. Her husband, one of the sons of the prophets, had died, and they had a debt hanging over their heads. And the creditor was going to take her sons to work off that debt, which would have been a normal thing for that in that era. Well, she went to the right place for help. She cried out to Elisha. You know, her husband was most likely well known to Elisha. She tells Elisha that her husband feared the Lord. You know, he was probably one of those that kept his integrity in a time of general apostasy. One of those that had not, one of the 7,000 that had not bowed the knee to Baal. Why did he have debt? You know, we can only surmise. They were living in difficult times. He may have been impoverished because of Jezebel's rule. You know, they were not a favored group. Things were difficult for them. According to Exodus 21:2, these boys would have been obligated to work for 6 years. In the seventh year, they would have been free. They were to release them, regardless of if they would have deemed the debt paid or not. But a lot of those things weren't kept like they were supposed to be. So you can only imagine the turmoil that she was in. But she came to Elijah, and let's look at Elijah's response. He said, What shall I do for thee? And then he said, "Tell me, what hast thou in thy house?" So I would assume that Elisha, from a human perspective, would have looked at this and said, "You know, well, from the sons of the prophets, we can take a collection, but there's not much hope of getting very far." He knew their situation. At a time like this, things were difficult. There wasn't much there. But he asked her, he says, "What do you have?" And she said, "Nothing except a pot of oil." You know, God didn't need that pot of oil to supply her need, but he used what she had to supply the need. Elisha must have known that she had credit among her neighbors, because these vessels weren't simply the empty oil, gallon oil jugs or whatever you have left over after you've used your oil, the plastic jugs that we dispose of. But these vessels would have been, I would say, were valuable. They were probably clay pots and different types of vessels. Probably taller vessels, clay with a small top, I can imagine. But whatever the situation, when her sons went, they gave vessels. They gave them to her sons. Notice that Elisha tells her to shut the door. And we notice that in other miracles that Elisha went in and shut the door. You know, that verse in, I think it's in Matthew, it says, let not thy right hand know what thy left hand doeth. If you think of a village situation, again, you can only imagine if one neighbor child would have came and looked at the door and seen all these vessels and the curiosity and the people that would have gathered around if they would have not shut the door. So there was a reason for him to tell her to shut the door. Would the blessing have been lost if she would have left the door open? I think it definitely would have, because she had been told to shut the door. Excuse me. But I can imagine after her sons had gathered all the vessels they could round up in the neighborhood, as they sat in that house and she had him bring the vessels one by one, my imagination would let me think that the younger one was bringing the empty vessels, the older one was taking the full vessels and lining them up, carefully setting them in order in the next room, one after another. Can you imagine? Oil poured, and these vessels kept being filled. A valuable commodity. Like a fountain of living water, always flowing yet always full. Finally, she filled one and was waiting for the next, and it wasn't coming. She said, "Bring me another." And her son said, "There is no more." I can only imagine that those vessels were filled in awed silence. But finally, all were filled. It was the vessels that limited the amount of the oil they had. God is not limited. He gives above what we ask. Would there have been more vessels? There's enough of God to fill them. If we are connected to that vine that we heard about this morning, that's where the true source of life comes from. There's enough for all. There's enough for each. Excuse me. How many times do I question if this is too big for God? Is my faith too small to gather the vessels for him to fill? You know, this lady, like the lady with the little meal that was going to make a meal for her child and then die. They used what they had, and it was multiplied. And it says he told her to take the oil, pay the debt, and live off the rest. And we don't have any details about what happened, but believe that is what happened. So are we willing? Do we bring our vessels to be filled from the vine, from the place of true life, where only true life is. Just a couple of verses here in closing. 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. There we have a promise that if we cast our care upon him, he will meet our needs. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, as we come before thee again this morning, we thank you, Lord, for your many blessings to us. We thank you for this opportunity to gather together today to be able to worship in song and to hear for your word expounded. And Lord, just help us to reach out, to hold our vessels out this morning, to be filled, and to be willing to humble ourselves and to open ourselves up to what you have for us. Knowing that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that you have the answers. We just pray for each one here. Lord, you know each heart, you know each struggle. We just pray for those that can't be here this morning, that are having difficulties. We just pray your blessing on each one. And just those that aren't feeling well or sickness, we just pray your blessing on them and healing also. We just pray that your spirit might move among us. Bless Brother Joe as he brings a word to us. Just anoint his lips and open our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.